Hey, it's Ben Davis. Got a chance to catch up with pop star Teddy Swims, and we chatted about his tattoos. We chatted about reconnecting with old friends, and Teddy Swims played a fun little game called What Would Teddy Do Against My Daughter? Enjoy.
Hey, it's Teddy Swims, and you're listening to 99.7 DJX.
So, first of all, I have to apologize because I'm a bit sweaty.
Hot as shit out there, bro.
I will say that I misjudged the traffic, so now all of a sudden it's booking it, squeezing my car into an illegal parking spot, and then she and I are sprinting to get here to make this interview.
Bless. Oh, man. Okay, you're not going to be in a hurry for me, man. I would have been fine.
So, all right. First of all, Teddy Swims. As you'll notice by my appearance, a little bit different than yours, I have a virginal body.
Okay.
My mom told me that if I ever got a tattoo above my neck or below my wrist sleeve, that I would be unemployable. Can you tell her how you've been able to do it? Because you are tatted up and it does not seem to be a problem for you. You're wildly successful and you have just been on a rocket ship.
Well, I mean, music, you know, for instance, is one of the things when I first started tattooing my face, it was kind of for that, I guess, that reason of there was no other backup plan. But I was also, beforehand, I was going to cosmetology school, so I was going to do hair, and, you know, you kind of work with your own clientele then. And the last job I had, I was working at a Chili's, and I remember I got my first couple of them, and I'd, like, put makeup over them. But I would just sweat through it. Eventually, yeah. They were just like, look, dude, we know. Just give it up. You're fine.
We know.
Just give it up. You're fine. Know. So luckily, I mean, I think it definitely was harder to get a job having them. You know what I mean? But I think at this day and age, it's a little different. I think people are starting to understand. And people aren't as judgment, you know, driven as they used to be. You know, judgmental, I guess.
You're not helping my argument to get a tattoo against my mom.
Man. I mean, look, you're doing interviews. You know what I mean? You're not working in a job that wouldn't allow you to have tattoos, man. Tear them up.
Have you stayed in touch with some bros or people that you had from, like, the Chili's days?
Oh,
and stuff,
everybody,
like that?
Man. I talk to everybody. He's still from my hometown, man. I mean, half of the boys are from my hometown are in my band. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we still stay in touch with everybody, man. And it's great to go home and, you know, be the hometown hero, man. And I still talk to everyone and stay in touch with all my friends, man. I'm lucky enough to know some people from, you know, my mom and my dad and both sides of my great grandparents and great grandparents are from my sick town, Conyers. So, like, you know, we didn't go to the grocery store without my mom stopping and talking for an hour, me pulling on her leg, like, let's go, you know. So it's just, we're still in touch with everybody. If not, my mom's cutting their hair, so.
I love that. What's the bar that you walk in where it's kind of like everybody knows your name, like, oh,
and you there's this place back home, man, I go to in Conyers. It's called The Point, and I haven't been in a long time there. And then in Covington, you know, where you go to the social, go to the depot. There's some old stomping grounds out there, man. Some real trashy bars, man. That I still if I get home, I try to stop by and see.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Are you a fan of more of that dive bar scene or something like a festival, thousands and thousands of people? Like, what's your vibe? What's your comfort space?
I mean, of course, with what I'm playing music, I do. I love to be at the biggest place possible.
Sure.
But I mean, if it comes to hanging out, I'm definitely a dive bar guy or even a house party guy. You know, I always find it in club environments and stuff like that. I don't like big crowds when I'm trying to have a conversation. It's like dive bars are my move because you don't want to just like yell like good to see you all night. You know, it's like it's no reason to hang out with somebody in an environment like that. So I'm always a dive bar guy for sure.
One of the things that I've really enjoyed seeing develop from you, Teddy Swims, is going from doing covers to just, you know, your monster hits and everything. But taking you back to some of the covers that you used to sing, what maybe was your favorite to do, or what do you think really got the most attention?
I mean, Shania Twain's Still the One cover, you know, it's like changed my life, dude. It changed my entire life.
And you're still the one I kiss goodnight.
We still play it, you know, on tour, and I dedicated it to my mother 5 years ago, and still dedicated to her every time that, you know, every time we play it, I'm like, you know, like, is anybody here with her mom or her mother at all? And I'm like, let's make some noise for the most beautiful creatures in the world, you know? And I'm like, I believe God is a woman. That might be a hot take, you know? And so, and then of course, today, actually, my buddy Alan Stone, he's playing around tonight. And we had did a cover together of Sarah Smiles by Hall & Oates. And so he's here this evening. So he's going to hop on our set and do that with me tonight too. So
that's
a little,
very cool.
You'll hear a little Hall & Oates this evening from us. Yeah.
I love that. I love that. So if you were to have a movie made about your life, who would be playing Teddy Swims?
Maybe like Jonah Hill. I know. I just like, not only he's like an incredible actor, but also he's willing to do whatever the weight it needs to be. He's like, also, I mean, he's a badass too, you know, and also a little bit nerdy and a little, you know, just like me. I think we're very similar people, you know. Every time I watch him, it's just also my same exact kind of comedy and everything. So I think if I had to say so, I would want that to be the case. You know? I would be like, yeah, dude, Jonah Hill for sure.
I love that. Man, you and I kind of have. Now, I was going to say we have similar colored beards. Mine has a little bit more gray in it, and I love your nails.
Thanks.
Your nails are well manicured, and they've got like some.
They're falling apart now, though. I'll be biting around them and all the cuticles and everything, man. They're a mess.
We
get too close to them, man. They're a mess.
I was going
to
say my daughter is a nail absolute wizard. And she'll do mine and just put a little cuticle oil
great.
On.
Yeah, that looks great.
And she's like, what do you need to do?
Take care of
them. Yeah, I know. She's like a little wizard when it comes to nails and stuff like that. So I'm just saying, if while in Kentucky, you want someone who's cheap.
Oh, you got it.
I know a person.
All right.
I know a person.
I hate you, baby. Yeah.
all right, so here with Teddy Swims, and I thought it might be fun to play a little game with you. And so I thought we would play a game, What Does Teddy Do? Okay. And so it's fill in the blank. And Zoe, do you want to play with Teddy?
Come on, let's play. Yeah, I'd love to have you.
Okay. All right.
Come
so here.
Have a seat or have a seat wherever you want.
Yeah. Do you
want
to sit here or do you want to sit there? Here.
Follow your heart.
All right. Follow your heart. I like that. Okay. All right. So all you need to do is shout out the answer when you know it. Okay. So the game, What Does Teddy Do? Teddy grabs his pole and bait. Teddy
fishes.
Fishes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
All right. There we go. All right. Question two. Teddy puts on his running shoes and racing bib. Teddy
races.
Runs.
Races. I had runs. I'll accept.
Okay.
Half a point for Teddy.
Right.
1 point for Zoe.
All right.
All right. Next question. Teddy is thirsty and grabs a glass of water. Teddy
drinks.
Nice.
Take that.
And we're seeing the competitive nature come out in Teddy Swims here. All right, we're playing What Does Teddy Do with Teddy Swims and my daughter Zoe. Teddy heard a funny joke. Teddy
laughs.
Oh, tie. That's a tie. All right, good job. Two more. Teddy is tired. Teddy lays down and closes his eyes. Teddy
sleeps.
Yes.
Tie. This is all sick.
Right.
I like this.
All right, this is the last one. Last one.
Okay.
Teddy grabs his swim trunks. Teddy
swims.
There it is.
Nice. Way to land that one, baby. Way to land it.
That was What Does Teddy Do? The game featuring my daughter Zoe and Teddy Swims. Well done. I think actually, sorry Zoe, Teddy actually beat you.
I think she got me by half a point on that one. Yeah, it was like a half point. Yeah.
You know what? Well done. Well done.
Yeah.
Teddy, thank you so much. Oh, by the way, Lose Control, The Door. Those are just two songs that are absolutely phenomenal. You've reached plenty of your goals. What's the next type of benchmark for you to achieve?
I just hope to. There's so many people nowadays that are making plans for me, and I'm happy to just be here. So nowadays I'm trying to make less plans and just be focused on being present in moments, and you know, keep my head down and keep working and growing. We have the next part two of the album coming out in January, and so we just kind of put the final bit in to get pressed the vinyl. So I think it's done, unless I'm gonna freak out about it, and then of course we just put our first like arena European arena tour on sale, and it's flying out. I mean, we already sold out two Wembley arenas in a day, so it's quite insane, man. So I'm just trying to, you know, just be grateful and celebrate the wins when I can and be present, you know.
Teddy Swims, thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy.